higher interest rates, and you.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. This morning, America's central banker was talking about rising interest rates. Well, he didn't talk because his House testimony got canceled by snow. But in prepared remarks, Federal Reserve Chair Ben Bernanke said the Fed may raise the discount rate, the interest rate it charges member banks, and it might do that, quote, before long. Now, that phrase, before long, sounds pretty tame, but stocks immediately dropped on the news. Joining us live is senior economist Mark Vittner at Wells Fargo in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hi, Mark.
Hey.
So why the stock market reaction? How were Bernanke's words an unpleasant surprise?
Well, the playbook for stock traders is don't fight the Fed. And when the Fed starts talking about higher interest rates, even if they say before long, that means sell. So.
Okay, but doesn't a willingness to indirectly let rates rise, isn't that a vote of confidence in the economic recovery?
It absolutely is. And one of the things that Bernanke talked about is that this isn't a tightening so much as it's a normalization. And interest rates have been extraordinarily low, and they have to take that liquidity that they added to the economy back out. And so they're just beginning to talk about it. They're not about to do it just yet.
Okay, and how would higher, or as you say, normalized rates, how would they affect this recovery?
Well, I think it's something that we're going to have to deal with for quite some time because interest rates are very low. They're going to be rising over the course of the next couple of years, and that's going to make it tougher for housing to recover. And mortgage rates are actually one of the places we think interest rates could rise the soonest because the Fed has been intervening in other ways to push mortgage rates down, and that intervention's going to end at the end of March, and so we could see mortgage rates rise as much as a half a percentage point by the spring.
Okay, so mortgage rates are very sensitive to that. And then just in a few seconds, Mark, what about, are we going to get a higher rate on our savings, though, too, real soon?
Eventually. As the Federal Reserve said, they're going to target a different short-term interest rate when they start raising interest rates. And so they kind of went around the way of saying it, that short-term interest rates are going to increase. And it's probably still about a year off. But when that does happen, rates on savings deposits will follow those rates up.
Okay. Senior economist Mark Vittner at Wells Fargo, thanks a lot.
Good to be with you.
Stocks have come back up a bit since Bernanke's remarks hit. But not all the way. S&P 500 and the NASDAQ are down about 0.5%, and the Dow's off 34 points at 10,024. The government also said the trade deficit swelled in December to the highest mark in about a year. Asian markets were mostly higher today. European stocks gained about 0.5%. Investors there seem to be more confident the European Union will help save Greece from its debt load. We've been talking so much about Greece the last week or so, how it got into financial trouble. This morning, there's a report from Germany's Der Spiegel magazine on how the government in Greece was cooking its books. The report says Goldman Sachs helped engineer a trade that gave Greece an extra $1 billion worth of credit. Reporter Brett Neely tells us more.
Der Spiegel says in 2002, Goldman Sachs offered to help Greece sell bonds in dollars instead of euros. The transaction used a very favorable exchange rate to convert the proceeds. That helped make the Greek budget deficit look better than it actually was. But when EU economists went over the numbers, they realized the deficit was actually around 12% of GDP, not the 3% Greece had reported.
These kinds of issues, these currency swaps and more disguising of debt, make it seem as if we still can't be confident that we know the magnitude of the problem yet.
Mark Chandler is the chief currency strategist at Brown Brothers Harriman. He says this problem isn't limited to just Greece. German banks and others have used similar tactics. Markets are starting to realize that a lot of debt out there may not be worth as much as the banks say it is. And it's that uncertainty, says Chandler, that's driving the markets crazy right now. I'm Brett Neely for Marketplace.
The Greek government has talked about cutting spending to get its budget more in order, but you know that's going to hurt somebody. And today, a strike by civil servants has grounded all flights and shut down public services across Greece.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services. By Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. and by PBS, presenting Faces of America with Henry Louis Gates Jr., Meryl Streep, and Stephen Colbert, who dig into their family trees tonight at 8, 7 Central on PBS.
If you're watching NBC over the next few weeks, you might see a version of this announcement.
On January 28, 2010, an application was filed with the Federal Communications Commission for approval of the transfer of control of NBC Telemundo.
This little bulletin is putting you on notice about the sale of NBC Universal to Comcast. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler says now is the public's chance to object to the deal, and some people are doing just that.
The announcement is the legal equivalent of speak now or forever hold your peace. The proposed deal would marry two media giants, NBC Universal and Comcast. The public has about a month to raise objections with the Federal Communications Commission. Andrew Schwartzman is CEO of the Media Access Project. He argues that the merger could kill competition from internet sites like Hulu and home video companies like Netflix.
Netflix is concerned that Comcast will withhold the Universal Pictures films, which Comcast is acquiring, from Netflix. So that the only way that you can get this large stable of motion picture films is by subscribing to Comcast.
And he's concerned about more merger announcements from other companies.
We fear that if this transaction is approved, there will be a rush for additional consolidation and more sales will take place.
But for now, the NBC-Comcast merger announcement will continue to air on TV through the month. Public notices will also run in newspapers as required by law. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And finally, the headline in USA Today reads, "Thanks to telecommuting, snow days are no longer fun." As you know, the Mid-Atlantic is snowed in, so companies are telling workers, look, call this toll-free number, find out whether the office will be open, and if not, just use your company laptop and do your work from home. Great. So now epic blizzards can be seamless and efficient and completely unmemorable. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. Hope you'll join us online. Test your knowledge with our daily nugget at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Redd.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.